Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, December 21st, 2020. This morning I will talk about faith. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for shepherding us and resting with us in lush gardens. Feed our hungering and thirsting souls as we confront sickness and death. Shelter us in your strong arms as we shelter the weak among us. Prosper us in righteousness as we model your love to those around us. Grant us your mercy through the storms of life until you lead us home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jeremiah 31:33 we read, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Once, as a youth leader, I asked each member of the group to write out a personal statement of faith. This assignment kept us busy all evening. In the end, most kids had statements resembling the Apostles' Creed. For the Christian faith, this creed is foundational. The Apostles' Creed began as a baptismal statement of faith in the 4th century. It has evolved into a key statement of faith that is often memorized and proclaimed in worship services around the world. The Apostles' Creed divides into 3 parts: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each part helps us to understand and identify better with each person of the Trinity. The confession about the Father focuses on his role as Creator. The confession about the Son recounts the story of Jesus Christ: conception, birth, death, resurrection, ascension, and return. The confession about the Holy Spirit links the Spirit to the work and key doctrines of the Church. The Apostles' Creed primarily tells the story of Jesus. Other parts of the Creed appear simply to bracket this story. This is not an accident. The 4 gospel narratives each focus on the story of Jesus. Early church sermons recorded in the book of Acts also often focus on telling Jesus' life story. In general, the New Testament focuses on telling Jesus' life story and applying his story to our lives. When is the last time that you share Jesus' life story? How has Jesus' life become a model for your life? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.